Hey, how you doing? Get started here. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. Thank you for sticking around. And at Ochester, you told me to write these police poems, but I didn't want to do it. I wanted to write like Terrence Hayes or Judy Vollmer. I said, I got to do that better, Michael, you know. But thank you for being my teacher. You taught me some kind of things what not to do. And I really appreciate it. You tolerated me. It takes me a second to go. I'm not going to stick to a lot of poetry here. My nickname was Dog, okay? And undercover. You guys would never have any idea or clue. Anybody? Is anybody a narc in this room? You could tell me. I mean, there you go. My power. And then I had to, like, I know I had to, like, build up all this courage because I was reading with, like, you know, the gods of poetry. So I've been practicing and practicing. Judy says she came unprepared. Even when I prepared, I'm unprepared. It's not hard. But I want you to listen what God does to me. I mean, God just really, like, just shit to me all the time. And I'm glad you said the word pussy. I really am. You said it, I heard it, and you said the word fuck, I heard it. Because I wrote this poem, I'm not going to read it tonight, but it goes, I took it almost from a Negro spiritual. It's the saddest poem I ever wrote. And I'm just going to read you the thing it's called. No pussy for Jimmy, no pussy for Jimmy today. That's enough. But, so thank you for saying that. Huh? But it's not always been that way. I want you to listen to this. This is what God did to me at 3:30 in the morning. This is like crazy. I wrote, I'm the founder of the Candy and Glow Show. Global Glorious Production. I think we have to find heroes in ourselves. Okay. And so I came up with these characters in my head at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And I want to show you what they look like. If you can see, this is Candy and Glow. It's a little girl and another little girl, and we made Roller Skate Ray, and we did all these things. We're trying to teach them the values in life. You can look at this later. I want you to listen to this, if I can get it to work. This is worth hearing if you can hear it. It's very short. It's only 40 seconds long. All right, it's going around. It's worth it all. Play. And hold on. Just worth sticking. I need a kid to do this for me, you know that.
The sun's coming up, gonna start my day. Troubles behind me, ain't gonna find me. The sun's coming up, gonna start my day. Troubles behind me, ain't gonna find me. No snakes, no snails, no puppy dog tails. No monsters, no meanies, or bullies on me.
That came to my head at 3:30 in the morning. How about that, eh? Life is a poem for me. It always has been. And the Society of Dog. I formed my own society. Oh, yeah, where'd the bag go? I literally wore shirts like this when I was buying heroin. because I didn't really care. I didn't give a shit, you know? You had to, like, have this madness to you. It's hard to understand unless you're out there buying heroin. And Virgil spilled stuff all over my books. Thanks, Virgil. My colors by design were black for the unknown. See, because you guys don't, I don't think, unless you did it, I don't know if any of you sold drugs, it's no big deal. If you sold it to me, it might have been a big deal. Darkness. I never knew what was behind that door. I've had a gun on my head, pulled the trigger, and that click wakes me up sometimes in the middle of the night. It's crazy. Kid named Kevin Jones. It's like, wow. My one partner was shot. So you see some crazy things. But the darkness, you never know. You don't know what it's like. Go into the darkest places you could go to go buy heroin. And they always gave me enough money just to get killed. Okay, and see, and then I was a homicide detective. And white was always for my heart to be pure. I never wanted it to be bad. I wanted to never lose sight of that. And I never planted anybody. You know, this stuff you see, don't do stuff. People punch me, I punch them back. You know, it's part of the game. But red, for the blood of the broken hearts. The blood of the broken hearts. You know what it's like to sit there with a grandmother or a mother after you leave the hospital to tell them that their kid had been shot. Do you know what it's like to hold a baby that's been bounced against the wall, punched 23 times? I know, I counted the blows. I'm going to read you part of it. Secret Society of Dog. How can I tell you what the society is any more than Whitman could tell the boy what is the grass? I've been kissed by the sun many days. I've grown old and tired. The cosmos is large, stealing just one line from Federico Garcia Lorca. But like love, the arrows are blind, asking myself, what in the hell does this mean? For any of that matter, what in the hell does any of this mean? I have outlived the black plague, or should I steal from Pablo Neruda, he who walked around taking everything, ode to salt, ode to tomato, ode to bird watching, ode to his shoes, ode to his suit, ode to the onions, making me piss, thinking, I'll write ode to my balls. Ode to my ass, Pablo, ode to my ass. How can I tell the woman of the society? How can I tell anyone of the secrets of the society? How can I tell anyone of the secret society of dog? Tell them the man that rigged the shotgun trap that killed a burglar over 30 years ago, how the shotgun went off and cut the man in two. Should I tell anyone of how the burglar bled out on a dirty wooden porch? I think on a hot July day, maybe 40 years ago, the man that rigged the shotgun was old, and if it matters to anyone, his name was Sylvester Shaw, and he was a black man, like the cold dust in the lungs of the condemned in the mines. Should I tell them, her, that I have coughed the color black for the unknown, just like the dark walk down some rat alley? Having smelled rats so often, you can never forget the color black. Or tell them of red, how the words bled like so many for no reason, bled like the little girl at McDonald's for no other reason that she was just scared. How she died from the bullet in the heart. If it matters to anyone that screams for the right to bear arms, the caliber that killed her was .25, red like the blood spilled from Carter's head, having been swung by a Louisville slugger, crack in the back of his head, home run, milk from a coconut, white print of the dog paw. maybe, just maybe, so that truth should always be told and lived like Whitman's grass or Lorca's arrow. The truth, pure as a poem or clouds or bright sun, that when you stare too long, daring your own blindness, and does it matter if you steal another man's thunder? Who really cares? Having been a thief of thunder more than once, I enjoy the rumbling of the dark clouds and the crash of lightning. So I say loudly, yes, I stole the man's thunder that shook the earth, that made the man cry, having been unable to protect his own gift of thunder. This is the society of dog, red for the blood, black for the unknown, and white for purity. And yes, I stole from Frederico, Pablo, and I will tell the little boy, Walt, a blade of grass is sadness under the foot of the dog. A lot of these poems are crazy. I read you about, I don't know. Stolen teeth, a guy stole teeth in burglary. And how do you account for that? Okay. All right, let me see here. I'm going to tell you the reasons why. Now listen, this is from a cop with 32 years. Listen to me. If you ever get anything out of this poetry, they were good. They were great. But I'm going to tell you a secret. If somebody tells you you have the right to remain silent, shut up. Got that? Okay. Now I'm going to give you the reason why. This is called Just a Minute. Let me get this, my legs. I got legs like Michael's. Things are falling apart, Michael, huh? Just admit it. My woman said to me, just a minute, everything will be fine. Just a minute, come on, a minute. You for flirting with that young redheaded floozy. A minute, and you'll feel better. If you just a minute, come on, fess up. I looked at her as if the world had stopped. My mind went back to St. Lawrence O'Toole, and I was sitting in the eighth grade. Sister Brennan and Sister Mary Magdalene were sitting in front of the class. Sister Mary Magdalene said, just a minute. Two Dominican nuns dressed in black and white, two penguins with rosary beads, just a minute. Do the right thing. Jesus is watching. Early that week, me and all the boys were going to the manual training at the public schools. We were going there once a week for carpentry, metal shop, and mechanical drawing, learning to become men. On our way to the public schools, we went through an area they were tearing down old homes. Bulldozers and dump trucks lined the streets, empty houses, condemned and half-torn down houses. Well, we decided that we would help the construction guys. So we ran down the streets, picking up red bricks, crashing them through the windows. I'm guessing we broke about 50 windows, maybe 60, 70 windows, but that's just a guesstimate. Well, no boy had more fun that day hurling alley apples and watching the pitcher windows crash, window after window shattering, running hoodlums breaking windows. Remembering now, boys just having grab-ass fun, a warm spring day, red brick. Of course, never thinking consequences, boys throwing red bricks, having fun, and nuns. Again, Sister Mary Magdalene says, just a minute, you threw the red brick through the window. God sees all and knows all. Stand up before the eyes of God Almighty, all-seeing God, God that hears all. Flaherty stood up. Murphy stood. Kelly, Danny Fuhr, O'Brien, Conley stood. Parker, Flanagan, and Sadowski stood up with their heads hung down in sin. Sister Brennan said, just a minute. We know there's one more boy. Sister Mary Magdalene chimed in, "Just admit it. One more boy is sitting there in sin. Come on, just a minute. Jesus died for your sins. Just a minute." I felt the sweat running down my crack and started to slide my skinny ass out of the hard wooden desk. I was scared, really scared. Jesus died for my lying, sinful, red brick throwing ways, heart pounding through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. My transgressions, my sins, wicked ways, evil, blasphemy, my soul's feeling the loss of heaven and the pains of hell. My legs were shaking. I was ready to stand up and declare myself a soldier for Christ. Just a minute, just a minute. Just then, Tommy Bailey stood up. Like a spark from a flint, Sister Brennan, rosary bead swinging, penguin outfit blur, ran down the aisle, pounced on Bailey. He started screaming, she attacking, hunky punching him square in the head. She haymaked him about 5 or 10 good shots, and he fell to the floor. He tried to scoot under the desk, and she pulled him out by his skinny legs, and she started to put her nun boots to him. She then picked him up by his hair and grabbed the catechism. She smashed him on the back of his flat head again and again and again, Bailey tumbling down to the floor just like the walls of Jericho. Then for extra measure, she put the nun boots to him one more time. And then she grabbed him by the scuff of his neck. "When I say a minute, you better not make me ask twice." She pushed him to his knees. "Now say some prayers for forgiveness." I slid back in my seat, started praying. To this day, I remember my prayer. "Hail Mary, full of grace, please don't let Sister Brennan punch me in my face." I came out of the trance and my girlfriend again said, "Come on, just a minute. And you were flirting with that redhead floozy." I looked at my girlfriend as she was wearing nun boots and said, "No, I wasn't." And I felt the sweat run down the crack of my ass. I swear on the Bible I wasn't flirting, and I swear on a whole stack of Bibles I never threw a red brick. Oh, yeah, that was all right, huh? Hey, listen, this is, I'm going to 13 ways to look at a boxer. And she's giving me the high sign. I've met all these people. And these are real, real true people. Okay. And I took this from Wallace Stevens. Like blackbirds, I knew them all among the sound and skipping ropes and the swivel of the speed bag. One, they had shot Dito in the chest and he died on the dirty hall of the building that housed the poor. His mother cried. Two, we were all three minds, Charlie and the judge and his lawyer, and I forgot the boy that was beaten to death and his head was crushed with a cement block. Three, it was Sunday after a Steeler game, and Andre went to AC and Ducey Bar. He bumped into a man who waited outside and later shot Andre in the throat and one through and through the heart for extra measure. Four, a man is sometimes one with his earth. Scooter shot a 17-year-old boy in the back of his head. He called it self-defense and is serving time in a state pen. Five, beauty of inflection of innuendo. Lorenzo beat his grandmother to death with a baseball bat. His lawyer tried to say it was because he was punch drunk. Six, trace anything you want in the shadows. Little Mike took a tire iron to the guy. Seven, Johnny never looked for the images of golden birds. He was there when they shot the guy four times in his gut. says he was just there at the wrong place at the wrong time, like blackbirds at your feet. 8, lucid, inescapable rhymes. Joey was picked as the outstanding boxer for the gloves. And later that night, he killed a boy because he came short with the crack money. 9, Ray, he shot a boy in the head on a baseball field. 100 spectators and nobody saw nothing. And the blackbirds flew out of sight. 10, broad and euphemism, crying sharply. 1, the champ was shot by a cop. 2, he later shot his girl and the bullet fell out of her bra. 3, he was also there when his best friend stabbed the guy to death, called it self-defense. But I know the truth. It was because of re-rocking cocaine. 11, fear piercing. Sir John is turning time for heroin. The street says he has 2 bodies under his belt. And for revenge, they shot his mother in the back. 12, river is moving. Jerry's son overdosed next to a fat whore. She stole his money, and the dope men still sell his drugs. 13, it was an evening far into the afternoon. I remember Donnie shooting himself in the heart. I caught his body while Brother Grew tried to stop the bleeding. And the sound of the swivel bag and skipping rope is deafening as the blackbirds fly. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that ought to be enough for that today. I hate to leave on a note like that, but the only thing I could show you, can I just show you what's in that box? Just let me pull one thing and then I'm gonna call it a day. I've lost count of the bodies. Okay? But I believe that there's still goodness and there's no such thing as a bad kid. I think they do bad things. Okay? And sometimes we have to do things to make the world a better place. Okay? Now, you heard of the thin blue line. So you understand what that is. That's the last line of defense for democracy. When you're a policeman, we know that. We have to believe that. Now, I said, but that's not enough. It's not enough. We have to do more. Every day I woke up, sun's coming up, I'm going to start my day. Every day. Every day. I want to place up the rug in my place. My place is 4 times bigger than this, both these rooms. I opened it for Global Glorious Production. Okay, I said, we could change the world. When I was a kid in the 60s, we can change the world. Remember the song, Michael? We can rearrange the world. I believe that. Then I said, the thin blue line's not good enough. So what I'm going to do, I started a police academy for kids just so we can teach them of the virtues, of the core values. And I designed this shirt. And that's what he brought off. These kids are going to get this. It is the thin gold line. From here, my slogan's always for the kids. That's my slogan. And this comes down their chest so they will understand honor, integrity, and fidelity. And I hope I've shared that with you tonight. Thank you.